Labor's leadership woes. We hear from the Prime Minister's staunchest backers and Kevin Rudd's numbers man and voters in the Prime Minister's electorate.
I think she's a great leader. I think she's done everything that she can to be where she is. This challenge, I hope she gets through it.
Oh, I think it's been a long while coming, really. I mean, just have a look at the disarray the whole party's been in. So I think it's better just to nip it in the bud and get it over and done with.
Do you not like her?
Should Kevin Rudd then come back to the Prime Ministership?
Yes, straight out.
I'm sick of it, actually. Why? I want to get on with the real things in life. Yeah, like lots of jobs and things like that.
The reaction to Labor's leadership crisis on the streets of the Prime Minister's home suburb of Altona in Melbourne's west this morning. The level of bitterness and animosity within the federal cabinet towards Kevin Rudd has surfaced publicly as the government prepares for the Prime Minister to call a spill of the Labor leadership for Monday. The Foreign Affairs Minister resigned his portfolio yesterday and will soon be on his way back to Australia from Washington. Kevin Rudd says he'll make a statement about his future before Parliament resumes on Monday, but he's tipped to run against Julia Gillard. A string of ministers have launched stinging personal attacks against Kevin Rudd and his leadership style. We'll hear from the Deputy Prime Minister, Wayne Swan, shortly. But first, this report from Naomi Woodley in Canberra.
Julia Gillard will counter Kevin Rudd's surprise resignation by announcing today that a leadership ballot will be held on Monday. Kevin Rudd's backers say he's likely to run. His resignation speech held a clear pitch to caucus.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is one overriding question for my caucus colleagues, and that is, who is best placed to defeat Tony Abbott at the next election?
Julia Gillard hasn't yet spoken about Kevin Rudd's resignation, releasing only a terse five-line statement praising his work as foreign minister and expressing her disappointment that he didn't warn her beforehand. Her restraint stands in sharp contrast to her deputy Wayne Swan and other ministers who've unloaded on Kevin Rudd, the Trade Minister Craig Emerson and the Environment Minister Tony Burke.
Now, for Kevin then to say that this bickering and destabilisation must stop, well, there's a good idea. That's a great idea. He started it way back in the last election. It's been going on ever since, and now, at least, it's coming to a point of resolution.
The stories that were around of the chaos, of the temperament, of the inability to have decisions made, they are not stories.
But there's little joy on the backbench. MPs AM spoke to describe feeling shell-shocked, raw and taken completely by surprise. The Queensland MP, Graham Perrott, says the Labor Party now appears animalistic and the whole episode won't go down well with voters. The South Australian MP, Steve Georgiannis, too, says the internal bickering is destroying Labor, especially in marginal seats.
No matter what happens next week, and what's been happening in the last week, the only clear message that I've got out of it is that it's damaging our Labor marginal seats and the vote in those marginal seats.
Steve Georgiannis says he'll be supporting Julia Gillard and he believes she retains the support of the majority of caucus.
Naomi Woodley reporting.